The Parks, Trails and Greenways Committee has their sights set on expanding the Malkin Creek Trail System in 2023. There are a few goals to this project, outlined during the committee's final meeting of 2022 on December 19. Many of them revolved around connecting the already existing trails and parks in the area, which would promote more use of the spaces. The most immediate addition of trail would be immediately south of Amelia Lane in Malkin Creek Park. The path would run from an improved parking lot where the trail currently veers off the road, and reappear at a new parking lot at the end of the lane. This would connect the Malkin Path to the Bowen Bay Trail, which also runs to the end of Amelia Lane, and also give people a real path between the two, instead of the current approach of walking along the road. Local resident Ian Stewart, who lives next to Malkin Creek Park, has offered to pitch in his own time and effort to make this portion of the path happen. There's a very easy way to go from there, existing parking lot, up to what would make a great parking area off the trailhead, says Stewart, adding he could do much of the work with his own machines. Manager of Environment and Parks Planning Carla Skuse said nobody in the Public Works Department was against the idea, though the water crew had some concerns regarding the water tanks in the area. The new trail would mean infrastructure in the area, including a sample tap, would now be in the path of the public. To lend their support, Public Works asked that the cost of securing or fencing off sensitive areas be covered by Parks, Trails and Greenways, PTGAC. Public Works did enjoy the idea of improving the existing parking situation, and said they'd assist with that work. PTGAC resolved to budget a maximum of $3,500 for this initial phase of the project, factoring in Stewart's help, provided that amount covers the security costs. Following this, a Phase 2 feet of trail expansion is being considered. This stretch would run from the new parking lot at the end of Amelia Lane down to Aaron Sluggett Field, which lies directly south of Malkin Creek Park. Skuse says this open area is severely underutilized. The Phase 2 trail is so great because it could provide parking for Aaron Sluggett Field. My understanding is that Aaron Sluggett Field is really not used at all by anyone, because you have this large open area where you could go for a picnic, but it's difficult to access. And there's no parking anywhere near it, says Skuse. The completion of Phase 2 would also create a loop of Malkin Creek Trail throughout the park, and connect Aaron Sluggett Field to the Bowen Bay Trail. While the trail itself doesn't pose the greatest challenge, this parking lot is a different story. Unlike the first parking lot, this one would require the installation of a culvert and removal of several alder trees, including the stumps. A potential estimate of $50,000 was theorized for the work. PGTAC decided to send the trail portion of Phase 2 to a future planning process in anticipation of adding it to the 2024 budget. In the meantime, they'll explore options to see what is viable for the second parking lot.